For all you foodies out there, I'm unwrapping a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Ooh, look at this steak. And the juice running down the side. Got a little bit on the wrapper here. Mmm. And then the fluffy egg and real cheese folded over the side, looking just so good. Mmm. Grilled onions and a butter bagel too. Thumbs up for McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel for breakfast. Love it. Mmm. Ba-ba-ba-ba. I participate in McDonald's.
You listen,
the better person you become.
I don't know. Is there room for improvement?
Come on. You know there's room for improvement.
Connect to TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And find the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
You may have heard there is a town in Sicily that is giving away or putting up some houses that you can buy for about $1, $1.14, $1.50, whatever it was.
Yeah, I've been seeing that. You can move there and live there and if you just because they want people in the town. So they're selling these houses for pretty cheap. Like, really cheap, just to get you to live there. And it's a picturesque area. I don't know what you do for a living.
Beautiful.
But I guess you could retire there.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's all beautiful and whatnot. Right. Sounds great. You do have to put down a deposit of about 3,000 euros as a guarantee that you will renovate the property within 3 years.
I got it.
But I've also heard other stories. These people aren't the first ones to do this.
Too good to be true.
Other stories that I have heard about that have done this.
A lot of bucks, sold it for two.
Yeah, over there in Italy, for instance. Yeah.
Double their money.
Is that you still got to put water in. You got to, you know, put the water in. You don't have, there's no water at that house.
There's no running water in the building.
If you see.
Is there electricity?
That I don't know. And it's not necessarily these as well, but I've heard of other cases where... yeah, but there's no water. You got to run water over there. You got to pay for that.
That
you got to pay for this.
That can't be cheap, yeah.
But you're still getting a piece of property for a dollar.
Yeah, but you don't have a job. You have to be reasonably, well off by yourself.
Yeah, it doesn't sound, there's obviously going to be, it sounds like a catch big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have to live in this place? Or can you just turn around and...
Well, they want you to spend taxes.
They want you to live there, so yeah.
Yeah, they want your tax dollars.
Yeah, but you could turn around and flip it. Couldn't you? Or is there anything stopping
you from that?
Well,
if they can't sell it for a dollar.
Yeah, why would you flip it?
What are you looking to get out of it? Three?
The guy goes, I'm selling it for two. I could buy that place for $1. Okay, damn it.
Oh, you put some water on there. And
but I've done all this work.
Yeah, but Todd, people can still buy the other house for a dollar. So.
Yeah, but it doesn't have any water.
We watch those real estate shows. They're called, what are the comps? Well, the comps in this area, they're all about a dollar.
Yeah, but my house has water. The rest
I know,
of them don't.
But then you're going to charge more for that house because
you
put water in. It probably costs you $20,000 to put water in, at least.
At least.
Yeah. This one's $21,000 for this house. What's that one? $1. We'll think about it.
Never had a haggle before over whether or not water would be hooked up.
No, true, but... If you want to be rugged and buy a house for a dollar and live somewhere cool, get the hell out of the United States,
Looks like Tim Burton is going to be working on an Addams Family TV reboot.
TV, okay. Bring back the Munsters.
Same thing.
I like that.
No, they're two different shows. I liked them both, but bring back the Munsters.
But Tim Burton would make them the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're not the same thing.
No, they're not, actually.
But he wouldn't make them the same thing.
No,
that's just because it's the same thing in your mind doesn't mean that other people, it's the same in other people's
mind.
Yeah,
I'm guessing this is a Star Wars, Star Trek thing. I bet you a lot of people stay on either side of that angle. Are you Munsters or Addams Family?
No, I don't think
I like them both.
I don't think anybody's that passionate.
Although, if you forced me, I liked them both, though. Damn it. I was gonna say Munsters because of Herman, but I liked Gomez. I liked that.
Gomez.
I liked them both.
I love the John Astin Gomez. I'm sorry.
I liked both of them. No, I don't like the I didn't watch any of the movies about the Addams Family. I thought that'd be a waste of time. But the TV shows, I loved both those TV shows.
Raul Julia was good.
Yeah, the movies were good.
I probably saw more Munsters.
I know. I think I saw more Munsters. Yeah,
than Addams Family.
Yeah, I definitely saw more Munsters.
But I'm saying, if you throw both of those in front of Tim Burton and say, give those a treatment, it would be similar.
Similarly weird.
Yeah, because that's what he does.
Yeah.
He's weird.
Here's a stunner. Hold on to your hats on this one.
She's still married to that hot chick from the Planet of the Apes?
Helena Bonham Carter?
Yeah, yeah. That's his wife.
Oh.
Was his wife.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. For years.
She was for years.
Yeah. They might have been. Is she available? Because she's the hottest ape, by the way, ever. Wasn't she?
They were never married.
Okay.
But they were together from 01 to 014.
Oh, they broke up.
Yeah. Okay.
I think she was blindsided by it.
Oh, he left her?
If I'm not mistaken.
Oh, really? Okay.
She was surprised by that.
Yeah.
I wonder if he ever made her put on the ape costume. I wonder if she got to keep that.
Oh, I guess it's unclear whether or not they were actually married.
Like if she wore the head
while
he banged her. Man, that's some creepy fetish stuff right there.
Or just do a little dance.
Yeah, but she played the ape in the Wahlberg version in 2001, which I saw in the theaters. I liked that movie. In fact, I saw the end of that the other day. I forgot.
That was a reboot of the first movie, wasn't it?
Oh, the ones in the 70s, yeah.
Yeah, just Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, it was the reboot from that one, right? And except the ending was a little twist, which is pretty cool.
It wasn't bad.
She was, it wasn't a bad movie. I liked that movie.
It wasn't bad.
I liked it. I mean, they went on to do more CG. The other ones were pretty hardcore.
Yeah, there's like three
or
four of them.
Yeah, they're completely different. And they're really good, too. I haven't seen them all, but the 2001 one was the costumes, like the original one.
Yeah.
Makeup was a little better. And Helena Bonham Carter was like the hottest ape ever.
Yeah, and Paul Giamatti was second.
If we ever get her on the phone, I can't tell her that, though, because else she might not think that's a
compliment. Yeah, it's a tough way to phrase that so it comes off as a compliment.
When I told Maria Bello that she was, they had her really skanky hot in, what's that movie called? Porter. His character's name was Porter.
Was that Payback?
Payback, yeah, one of my favorite Mel Gibson movies. I said, yeah, they had you all skanky hot in that. And that was a compliment for all of us. We knew what I meant.
Click.
Oh, no, she didn't hang up, but she was not happy with the rest of the interview. Every time I see her on TV, I go, I'm sorry, Maria.
I didn't mean you were a skank. No. I meant you looked skanky, it was a hot skanky.
You were an ex-hooker in that movie.
Your character.
Was a skanky hot.
Was skanky hot.
I thought that would be a compliment. Craig, if I called you skanky hot, wouldn't you think it's a compliment?
As long as hot's in there somewhere.
It was there.
That's the word you hear.
Right. Yeah, I don't care what's in front of hot.
She was playing a hooker.
Even if it's weirdly.
She was playing a hooker in a really dark movie. And I said, that was skanky. You played it. They had you really skanky hot in that.
Any adjective or adverb followed by hot.
Well, apparently not skanky.
I'll get that.
Apparently not skanky.
Because all I hear is, like Puss said,
hot.
Yeah, that's all you hear.
Maria, someone said you're hot? Oh, okay.
All right, then.
That doesn't happen very often.
Yes, I am.
Maria Bella, she doesn't care about me. Don't even remember the story, obviously. But to me, it just broke my heart because I love her. And I offended her.
I'd have to slide into the DMs and apologize to her.
Good idea, Craig.
There's some thinking.
Remember I called you skanky hot in the radio?
So sorry.
10 years ago, I'm sorry. I still love you.
I just made it hot.
Yeah. Damn, that bummed me out.
Yeah, I mean, we knew what you were talking about, but it's hard to phrase it so that it comes off as a compliment.
But, you know, other actresses would know what I'm talking about. She had a bad day.
Yeah, probably.
And maybe she's that way all the time. Yeah. I don't know.
But telling Helena Bonham Carter that you were the hottest ape in the movie.
That could go either way.
Yeah.
We don't know what kind of day she's having.
That's a roll of the dice.
What she meant, what I meant was they had her, you know, she was hot for an ape.
Right.
You were made up to look like an ape, but I'd have still banged you.
Oh, you could phrase that as saying.
I think it showed her eyes and just, you know.
They made you an ape, but you were still hot.
Yeah. If you remember the 70s movies, the women and the apes then were not hot.
Nah.
They looked like apes.
I understand why Wahlberg still wanted to bang you in
right.
that movie.
Exactly. That's right. And she thought Wahlberg was ugly because he was a human. Right.
Right,
yeah.
All that skin.
Yeah.
Right. I understand why Tim Burton made you dress up in your...
Yeah, no, I wouldn't DM her. Did Tim...
Did Tim make you...
After the shoot, leave the makeup on so I can bang that ape?
Just from the neck up, honey. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. No, you won't be creepy.
Yeah, right. It'd be weird if it was below the neck.
Yeah, we'll take the makeup off when you get home. Leave it on for a little while.
Yeah.
No.
You can leave your makeup off.
Leave it on.
You can leave your ape makeup on. I love that song, Joe Cocker.
So I just looked up a picture of her as an ape.
Yeah.
It's still a little weird.
It is weird, but if you watch the movie, she's attractive in that movie for an ape.
Easily the hottest ape in the movie.
Yes. I'd say the hottest ape ever.
Well, I think they wanted you to know that, too.
Right.
Or they wouldn't have made her so hot.
Right.
They would have just aped her up a little more.
Like I say, Paul Giamatti was second, but he was a distant second on the hot apes.
He was an orangutan, wasn't he, Ness?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was an orangutan.
Big floppy face.
Yeah. How'd we get to apes, Craig? I can totally, how'd we get to
Tim Burton.
Oh, that's right.
Carter.
And
Hot Ape.
Maria Bello. Skanky Hot.
Right. Paul Giamatti.
But Craig's right about sliding into her DM. I'll do that today, man. She'll love that.
She's been waiting for that.
Yeah, I know. I know she has. She's one of my favorites. I love her, and she's also great in The Cooler. William H. Macy bangs her.
Such a good movie.
Oh, yeah. It's a great movie.
Such a good movie.
She was skanky hot in that, too, because she was like a waitress in Vegas. She was skanky hot.
Yeah. Alec Baldwin is the mean guy.
Great movie.
And, you know, you can find naked pictures of Helena Bonham Carter.
How about Maria Bello?
There is one of her
with the ape makeup on,
cuddling a tuna. And at first, I thought it was not hot, and I'm pretty sure I'm still on that side of the road.
Yeah,
that side of the fence.
Todd would love it. He loves anybody with a fish.
Yeah, that's a big tuna.
Is that in a movie?
She's cuddling.
No, she's raising support for the Blue Marine Foundation.
Oh yeah, she's pretty lib.
Oh, for the overfishing.
Yeah, apparently she has a fish phobia, and she still did a nude picture with a large tuna.
Yeah, tuna's big, man.
Helena Bonham Carter, 4 stars, Hall of Fame nudity.
How about Maria Bello? She has been. I've seen her naked, so she's been naked. Just show when I DM her, I'll say, I'm just watching you naked on Mr. Skin. That'll get me in there, right, Craig?
Only 3 stars, great nudity.
Where's Helena Bonham Carter naked in? What movie? I don't really watch many of her movies.
Several of them.
She's
apparently a lot.
She's always in Tim Burton movies.
Including one with Steve Martin, where she's on top of him, it looked like.
All right.
I got Conversations with Other Women.
Never saw that.
Not familiar.
55 Steps from 2018. Henry VIII.
I am.
The Heart of Me. Novocaine. Till Human
You're
Voice.
You're welcome, Craig. Thank you.
Fight Club. She was she was nude, but it was a body double.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, she's got a lot of titles where she's
all right, but I have to check out Mr. Skin.
Yeah, Maria Bello nude pops up.
Yes, it does.
Some nudity.
Maria Bello's got to be 50, right?
I don't know. I'm looking at pictures. Not looking at words.
Yeah,
I'm watching Helena Bonham Carter.
You guys
take her corset off.
Okay. Somebody talk. I got no care. I can't look at stuff here. I can, but I can't.
Maria Bello was born
53
in 1967. So right. You do the math.
53. She's 53.
All right. Nice.
Norristown, PA.
Oh, she's a Philly girl. Then we got something I can talk to her about.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember Mr. Skin bringing this one up. There's a full frontal scene of her from a movie in 2005 called A History of Violence.
Yeah, she's in that. That's a great movie. Vito Morganson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think you've seen that probably, if you remember.
Is that the one where he's all, like, he did it. Big tatted up scene there.
Yeah. Spanish police.
Over there they call police.
Had to arrest a woman. They say the unidentified woman invited a gentleman to have sex with her in a parking lot.
And you would.
Well, she invited her ex-boyfriend to have sex with her in the parking lot. And the man says that at some point he felt a sharp pain.
Oh.
And she saw that she was trying to cut off his testicles with a knife.
Ah.
So he thought, this was so funny about guys. He must have broke up with her and pissed her off. And on a dime, she says, no, come on back. And he just said, okay.
Obviously, she still wants me.
Exactly. Not every guy would go for this.
Okay.
I don't know how. Yeah, it's that guy. Right. It's a Pete Davidson character. You would do that because you still think you can get laid. Not thinking that she might have revenge on her mind.
The instinct should be, well, if it's too good to be true. But in this case, nah. Somebody wants to bang me, of course.
So she reached down with a knife and tried to cut his nuts off when he was having sex with her?
As he tried to defend himself, the woman then reportedly went to stabbing him directly, piercing his cheek and head. He managed to escape, alerted police, and they took the woman into custody. No information on the charges she may face. That man is currently recovering in
the hospital.
But he's got his nuts. The important thing, he's got his nuts.
Right. Yeah, he seems to have his nuts. Yeah, they seem to remain
right. And that was
attached.
That was the original target.
Well, that was the first target. From the Netherlands, designed to soothe and calm both body and spirit. Apparently, cow hugging is a thing.
Well,
there you go, puss. Who stops at the hug?
Yeah.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Down to Puss's farm, say hello to his mom. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Take me down to Puss's farm.
No farm.
They're counting on the inherent healing properties of a good human-to-animal snuggle, puss.
Yep.
Snuggle puss. Cow cuddlers typically start by taking a tour of the farm before resting against one of the cows for 2 to 3 hours.
How do you like your cows, puss?
White, but not fat.
All right.
The cow's warmer body temperature, slower heartbeat, and mammoth size can make hugging them an incredibly soothing experience, and giving the animal a back rub, reclining against them, or even getting licked.
Has anybody asked the cows?
Is all part of the therapeutic encounter.
And then they roll over and kill you.
I was going to say, cows can kill you. They keep a cow trained, and you just come in and hug all over that bear or that cow?
Cow cuddling is believed to promote positivity and reduce stress by boosting oxytocin in humans, the hormone released in social bonding.
Okay, so you're not just walking up to him and hugging him. You're snuggling.
Right.
You're both laying down.
Oh, really?
Taking a little nap, and you're
yeah, if they roll on you, then you're dead, right?
Yeah, quick. 2 to 3 hours.
The calming effects of curling up with a pet or emotional support animal, it seems, are accentuated when cuddling with larger mammals.
Gee, I didn't know that. It gets kind of creepy, don't you think? A guy's spooning with a cow, and he starts chubbing up. The cow's going, what's going on back there?
This is part of a wider Dutch movement to bring people closer to nature and country life. Today, farms in Rotterdam, Switzerland, and even the United States are offering cow-hugging sessions.
You said they lick the cow, too?
The cows lick them, I think.
Oh, I got it. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, this sounds like super close to bestiality.
Yeah. For my comfort, I understand it. A pet is soothing for anybody.
Yeah, but apparently you need something large.
Yeah.
Is there a larger domesticated animal than a cow?
I think you're stretching the definitions of domesticated there.
Yeah, well, they're not wild, but
they're not in the house.
Yeah, you're not going to roll up against an elephant because that'd be dangerous.
No, you wouldn't do that with a buffalo.
No. Or a huge elk or something like that. You get one to lay down.
Horses. I mean, horses are taller, but they might not outweigh the cow.
I don't think so.
No.
And they're all gigantic animals that if you're that close to them, it could go bad quickly.
Right.
Yeah, they get spooked and you're dead. One minute you're cuddling the cow, and the next minute he's stomping your head.
You're calm for a little bit until your head gets stomped in.
And the cow's not going to care.
Just find a big lady and cuddle up to that. Much better.
Yeah, maybe she'll lick you.
Don't call her a cow, though. They don't like that.
No. Probably not.
No. Don't say she's replacing the cow.
Oh, sorry. I got you confused with that cow I normally hug. Honest mistake.
Sorry about that.
Out of Fairfield, New Jersey, a hypnotist had to be arrested. Prosecutors say that patients would visit 55-year-old Robert Bruckner for hypnotherapy sessions, and he would perform illegal prostate exams, according to WCBS.
Well, even Jay Menesnat wouldn't do that.
Well,
if you wanted him, he'd do it, but not illegal ones.
It's unclear if the patients were under hypnosis during prostate exams.
He would have done that to us in a heartbeat. That's why we refused to go down in front of Jay.
I gotcha.
Bruckner is not a licensed doctor, but does own Major Mindset Hypnosis Counseling. The investigation was launched after patients went to police and described their visits, according to NJ.com.
He put them under and then put his finger in there?
It is unclear if the patients were under hypnosis during the exams.
So there's a chance they might have just enjoyed it.
No, patients went to police and described their visits.
And now sleep.
Oh, he was arrested and charged with sexual assault and practicing medicine without a license. According to arrest records, he specializes in academic, sports performance, and medical hypnosis counseling.
We were always told by Medicine Hat that, you know, if he put a thought in your head, like you're going to go out and kill somebody or whatever, if you're not inclined to do that to begin with, you're not going to do that. It's not going to change your character. If you're inclined to do something illegal, even if it puts that thought in your head, you're not going to go out and do something illegal. So these guys, deep inside, probably wanted their prostate tickled.
But I like big fingers.
And frankly, who can blame them?
Well, yeah, I'm not blaming them for that. Yeah, sure, I'm asleep.
Yeah, that was a prostate exam. It wasn't just a finger up there.
Yeah, I'm asleep. And as you button
That's
your
what
pants.
I'm saying. If you weren't hypnotized, that'd be hard to pull off against your without your consent.
Yeah, so I'm inclined to say some of those guys wanted that prostate exam.
Yeah.
Well, I think everybody wants one.
Not from a dude.
Not from a dude, right. Unless you're into that.
Yeah, but I was hypnotized.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is the big finger?
But I like big fingers.
Relive this moment.
Why the hell would you want to do that?
Podcasts are available now at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Plus, you can find the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.